You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, BC. This radio is diverse, independent, and always yours. Check us out at cjsf.ca or search CJSF 90.1 FM on SoundCloud.
Bonjour tout le monde. Minasan, konbanwa. Welcome to Jazz Boulevard for show number 769. I'm Moss Taylor, coming to you from the heart of jazzy Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And you know, if you can't stay for the whole show or you miss part of it, you'll find an archived copy of this week's episode, along with playlist information and more, at the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. On the site, you'll see a subscribe button over on the right side. If you want to become a free weekly subscriber, click it and follow the links to iTunes. Never miss another edition of the program. And if you're on iTunes, please consider leaving the show a iTunes review. Only takes a moment, and we really appreciate those. JazzBoulevard.ca also has our social media links to Facebook and Twitter, where you can like or follow the program. Well, a busy show coming up this week, with a lot of new releases. We'll be sampling music from the new project for guitarist Ron Jackson. Also, trumpet player Jonathan Bauer and bluesman Harry Mannix has a new project out, a duo album working with purveyor of roots blues Steve Mariner. And to start the show off this week, let's take a look at how the Juno Awards played out. Canada celebrates its music industry with the Juno Awards. And there are three categories that relate to jazz: Jazz Album of the Year Solo, Jazz Album of the Year Group, and Vocal Jazz Album of the Year. We'll be taking a listen to this year's winners. We'll kick it off with Leila Bailey and her self-titled album. She picked up the Jazz Vocal Album of the Year. Pianist Robbie Batas picked up the award for Album of the Year Solo. And pianist and composer Andy Milne picked up the award for Jazz Album of the Year Group. So we'll start it with Leila Bailey. This is the track, We Go.
Leave your work and worries behind. The night is young. We enter this world alone and vulnerable. Sometimes developing a hard shell as we mature, like the oyster. Alone and vulnerable. Like the oyster, within lies tender, vulnerable flesh, and most preciously, the pearl. Precious pearl of wisdom, wrought the memories in this old shell of life, waiting to emerge from the darkness, glistening in this world of light. Sand grain no longer, remembering our essence in every hue. Thank you.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. Well, a look at the Juno winners at the 2019 Juno Awards in the categories related to jazz. We wrapped up that set with music from pianist and composer Andy Milne, an album that got the Juno for Album of the Year group. The project The Seasons of Being, that was out on Sunnyside Records. We heard the track The Guardian. He's a longtime resident of New York City, and this project was a commission from the Chamber Music America group. Some solo work on that track from Aaron Krusitsky on soprano saxophone. Also a guest on the project, vocalist LaTanya Hall and cellist Jordi Redhash. Music from pianist Robbie Batos before that. Album that picked up the Juno for Album of the Year solo. The album Old Soul. We heard Days of Wine and Roses, notable solo on the bass from Mike Downs. And the set started with music from pianist and singer Leila Bailey, self-titled project for her, the track We Go, her seventh album, which picked up the Vocal Jazz Album of the Year, William Sperandi on trumpet, George Coller on bass, and Ben Whitman on drums. So there you have it, the winners of the 2019 Junos in the jazz categories. And congratulations to all the winners.
said death don't have no mercy in this land. I said death don't have no mercy in this land. Oh no. Funny how you don't stay long looking.